Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets for the first time in the new year today, and wielding the gavel as the board chair will be Mark Lovelace, while Virginia Bass takes over the vice chair position for the coming year. The board will confirm that at today's meeting, and the supervisors are also expected to approve year two of a three-year agreement for the county to take advantage of funding from the Edward Byrne Justice Assistance Grant Agreement. That will mean more than $200,000 in grant funding for the sheriff's office, money that will be used for the county drug task force. The agreement expires at the end of the year, when it will once again need to be approved for its final year. The funding pays for overtime for police officers and CHP officers assigned to the task force, as well as for a district attorney investigator and support staff. The board will also begin the new year with some certificates of achievement, and that includes one for the St. Bernard's High School football team, which won a league title, a section title, a regional crown, and finally became the first Humboldt-Del Norte League team to win a state football championship. The Supes will also honor the 100th birthdays for Anita Long and Joe Hinch. The city of Eureka is looking to loosen the rules regulating the operation of food trucks in the city, and it will host a public workshop on Thursday at the Warfinger Building at 6 p.m. The city is seeking feedback from prospective food truck owners and operators, business owners, and from the public on how any new regulations should be crafted and how the different types of food trucks, those parked curbside or those parked in lots and moved each day, should be governed. The city wants to build on the success of food trucks and vendors who serve patrons and visitors at special downtown events. A two-car collision closed down Walnut Drive in Cutton on Monday morning and sent two people to the hospital after the driver of a pickup truck pulled out in front of a second car at the Community Services District parking lot. The driver of the pickup, 20-year-old Jackie Ray Chilton, had to be extricated from her truck after she was T-boned by the second driver. The CHP reports that Chilton turned left onto Walnut into the path of the second pickup, and that led to the collision. Chilton and her 20-year-old passenger were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The second driver was unhurt. It was just after 1 o'clock on Monday morning when emergency crews responded to Samoa Boulevard at Jackson Ranch Road after the driver of a sedan lost control of her car and knocked over a power pole that came to rest across the roadway. 22-year-old Eureka resident Gabriela Fernandez was headed southbound when, for unknown reasons, she lost control of her car and left the roadway and hit the pole. Just a few moments later, 34-year-old Rio Del resident Mary Mendez, who was headed northbound on Samoa, hit the down power pole. Neither driver was injured, and impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. Power was knocked out to about 24 residents in the immediate area, and the crash closed down Samoa at the scene for several hours while repairs were made. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has described Eureka as a small city with big city problems. From homelessness to gang activity to drugs and crime, policing in Eureka is no easy task. Mills joined Talk Shop on Monday and spoke about the amount of drugs that are trafficked in Eureka and surrounding areas and the fact that drug use then leads to crime.
So not only do we have, you know, marijuana in abundance here, which is not as benign as many people would think, we've also got a significant amount of tar heroin and methamphetamine being trafficked here. And those are drugs that we know are related to property crime.
Humboldt County has earned its reputation when it comes to marijuana, and Mills said it's the influx of other drugs like heroin and meth that only increase the problems because addiction leads to crime.
I mean, the first person who's the victim of crime by a heroin addict is the family members around them. They rob them blind. So once that's all reached and they come to a point where they're toxic or whether they're psychotic in their behaviors, then the police get called. And you wonder why we have violent confrontations. And so I just appreciate how well our folks are handling those. They literally get those weekly.
There were several large drug busts in 2015, including more than 11 pounds of heroin found in Fortuna and another pound found in Eureka, along with the run-of-the-mill busts. Mills said that while some of it is moved to other areas, there are plenty of customers for meth and heroin right here at home. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.